Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for self-care and reflection. And I hope wherever you are as you're listening to this, that you're feeling light, you're feeling free, you're feeling comfortable. But I also know you might be feeling stressed. You might be feeling overwhelmed. You might have some things on your mind and stirring in your heart that are troubling you. Either way, I wish you strength. I wish you rest. I wish you clarity. Today's episode is an audio blog episode, where I just wanted to chat a little bit on the topic of prevention and reduction of stress, because we're finishing up this month on stress management. We've had 4 episodes, this is the 5th one, and this one will kind of be a nice segue to next month's topic, which is self-care management. Before I go into what I want to share, if you haven't filled out your stress management worksheet and you think it might be something that you could take some time for and it would help you, for just orienting or reorienting yourself to the life you have and the life you're living right now, go to affirmationpod.com/stress to get it. Today, I really wanted to make an episode on stress reduction and prevention, because as much as pain and stress often leads us to face an impasse and make a change or not, sometimes I just kind of feel like, for myself, why do I have to wait until the stress builds up and things go dramatically wrong before I make a change? Like, why can't I just be smart, because I have a brain, and look at, you know, stuff that stressed me out before or what I'm more sensitive to stressing out to, and make a change before even that situation can come up or prevent that situation from coming up? So, and I'm going to share some examples from my life that I've choices that I've made. Not thinking that you're going to make those same choices, but hopefully inspire you to look at your life and where you can make some decisions to prevent and to reduce stress. Because if we can do that in the first place, we're doing ourselves a humongous favor. I don't have to remind you, right? Stress ages us. It puts us more prone to illness or disease. We don't sleep as well. We don't think as clearly. And for me, it shows up in how I talk. It shows up in my facial expressions. It shows up in my skin. Stress has an impact on us. And in a lot of ways, I'm grateful for those symptoms and signs of stress, because it tells me, hey, something's stressing you out here. And I think an overriding theme for me to keep my stress levels down and to prevent stressful situations for me is to not overschedule myself and not overcommit myself. 2 things that I've done in the past, and it came back and bit me, you know where. And so I think because of that, I have that good afraid. I'm afraid of going back to that overwhelm, overscheduled, overcommitted place that I once lived.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question: have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy, or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
Now, for me, there's been some big and bold decisions I've made to not overschedule and overcommit myself. And there's also been smaller ones. So a big one that I made was to quit my job, to resign from my contracts that I had, so I could take the energy I would have put into those jobs and channel that into other things in my life. Yes, you could say I still have a job because I run this podcast, I'm running online courses, but if I had a job or some contracts or even one contract on top of what I'm doing right now with Affirmation Pod and Affirmation Courses, I know I would feel, maybe not all the time, but a lot of the time, overscheduled and overcommitted. And I still say to my husband and some friends sometimes, that's the best decision I ever made, was to quit my job. But having said that, I've also seen it go the other way. I have a friend whose son was born 2 weeks after my daughter. Up here in Canada, your maternity leave is typically a year. So she was almost done her maternity leave. She was so happy as she was telling me this. She's like, we found an amazing, awesome, doesn't live too far away daycare for him. I cannot wait to get back to work. She's like, I cannot be with my son. I love him to death, but I cannot just be with him morning, noon, night, all day, all the time. I know I'm going to be much less stressed and unhappy once I go back to work. And that's what happened. She's like, I live for my weekends because I get the weekends with my son. But I felt, especially from when my son was 8 months onward, I was just feeling so down and drained because being at home with my son all the time isn't for me. And we both know we're opposites, where I would feel burdened and down if I was going to a job during the day. And so I encourage you to think about what setup, no judgments, right, in your life will help you to feel less burdened, less weighed down, less heavy. Something else I did when I was pregnant with my second baby is sign up for less classes with my daughter. So there have been times where we were going to 3 or 4 classes a week, and that was manageable. But being pregnant, and sometimes my energy levels were up, sometimes they weren't. I wanted to have wiggle room, margin, extra space, whatever you want to call it, to not be going to 3 or 4 classes a week. I decided on 2, but I took advantage and took use of drop-in programs and open houses. So she's still going to events, which freed me up, because when you pay for classes that you register for, you're paying whether you go or not. Well, with these other things, and most of the time we did go, but there were times we didn't go, I would feel a lot better just knowing that it was a drop-in thing. If we go, we go. If we don't, we don't. If we go, we pay. If we don't, we don't pay. And I also really like going to open houses. So we went to a music school open house. So we got to see some nice piano performances, cello performances, which was cool. We went to a local farms open house. So we got to check out their horses and their pigs and their sheep and their chickens. And we got to see other parts of the farm, like their cob oven, their bees, the different fruits and vegetables they were growing. I had a client once who struggled with depression, and he was kind of torn because one thing he knew really helped him experience less symptoms of depression was to play sports. And so he was a hockey in the winter guy and summer soccer in the summer guy. But he struggled because when his energy wasn't up and he didn't go play, he felt he was letting down his team. Some people knew what was going on and some people didn't. Some people were more understanding, some people were not. And for him, he realized what would work better is to take the drop-in route. That way, if he's not feeling up for a game, he doesn't have to go. And what he liked was he didn't have to go for the whole game. So for soccer, he's like, I came and played for the second half of the game. I missed the first half and it was no big deal at all. It's great.
I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the AquaTrue purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use AquaTrue for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog, that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the AquaTrue purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com. That's AQUATRU.com and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to AquaTrue for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their Classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it. But if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today.
So things I've done to not overschedule and overcommit myself is I've quit my job. I've registered my daughter for less classes and utilized the option of drop-in events, special events, open houses. Third thing I've done relates to cooking and hosting because I do enjoy hosting. I don't do it all the time, but for family events, holidays, I typically do. And I love it and it's great and it's fun and it's just, one of my cousins once called me, "Wow, you're like the Asian Martha Stewart." And I thought, oh, that's like such a nice compliment. And by the way, I'm totally not the Asian Martha Stewart, I'm far from it, but in her eyes, I am. But there's one part of hosting that stresses me out, and I get stressed, and I get just snappy, and my husband was like, "You change so much. It's like a switch just flips." And he says, "I don't know what to say or not to say. I don't know where to be or not to be. I don't know what's going to set you off or not when this time happens." And it's essentially that I'm even going to say 5 minutes, 10 minutes sometimes, but it's like that 5 minutes before the meal is to be ready. And it just seems like there is so much stuff that has to be done at the last second, or at least in my head, whether it's steaming those vegetables, whether it's making that gravy, whether it's adding the whatever on top of something, some entree. Like I would just feel so stressed because there's so many things I want to do and it has to be done now. And I got to watch this and I don't want to burn that. And I want to do that. And I don't want to do this and make sure this and do that. And sometimes I'm, yes, barking orders at my husband who's like, ah, this isn't fun at all. And so after enough feedback from my husband and after enough just like, yeah, he's right. I do kind of turn. I flip a switch. I become a different person. I become so stressed. I found a solution that I just love. I love, love, love. I decided to buy a buffet warmer. The first one I bought was a Betty Crocker one that was 50% off. And it's good. The lids, they get cracked easily. But in general, it's very good. And what I do is I can make those vegetables well in advance and then put them in the buffet warmer and they stay warm and I don't have to rush. I mean, essentially, I make everything with enough time to put them in the warmer. And this really caught on for me because this year I bought another food warmer. This one cost a bit more. This one I actually had to consult my husband because it was over $100. I was like, should I get this? He's like, yes, yes, yes. Because he's seen the difference in me that I don't have to, you know, rush at the last second. I really, you know what? I actually now have time to stretch. And I don't just say I have time to stretch. I actually stretch for 5 or 10 minutes and take some deep breaths and just kind of enjoy alone time before family arrives, before friends arrive. And especially if people arrive late, then I have even more time for it. And I know it sounds like, oh, well, you're just, you know, doing some deep breaths. Oh, you're just journaling in a book. You're just stretching. But those moments, it's kind of like some of the stuff we went through in the stress management visualization, which was 2 episodes ago, episode 85, those moments, the return on investment is just something I cannot tell you how powerful. I don't even know what the word is. Powerful, yes, but how, I don't know. Just try it. Try taking those few moments, whether it be before a big meeting or before something. It really gives you a sense of grounding. And in case you want to see what I'm talking about, these buffet warmers, food warmers, I'll have them in the show notes at affirmationpod.com/stress prevention. And if you remember from last month's episode on money management, I'm not a spender. So for me to spend money on these food warmers, it takes a lot of consideration in my mind and in my head. But the fact that it's less than $200 that I've spent on these food warmers that I reuse every time I have a party I'm hosting, it's worth it. It's worth it because of my health, my level of stress, my ability to do something I enjoy, but not have to put myself through the stress during those last few minutes before the meal is to be ready. And it's also been, by the way, a great bonus for family or friends who come late because they had to work late or they had another party or an engagement to go to. They come and the food is warm for them. I don't have to go warm it up. I don't have to go make a plate for them. They can just make their own plate. The food is all spread so nicely for them. As you can tell, I am a fan of food warmers. And I use this as an example for you to think about what's something maybe you could pay for that would help you reduce stress and prevent stress. Sometimes we don't hesitate to buy something like what I was talking about last month, the shiny object syndrome. But then when it comes to something that's going to reduce stress in our lives, we're like not willing to dish out money. But if we value our health and if reducing our stress levels is a goal and a desire, we've got to put our money where our mouth is. Of course, within reason, most of us can't go on a beach vacation every month, but I encourage you, get creative, even if it's small things. Know what your stressors are and brainstorm. What are some prevention mechanisms that you can put in place? Again, let's not wait until stress builds up and things go dramatically wrong before we make a change. And of course, when it comes to not overscheduling yourself and overcommitting yourself, that beautiful word no needs to be part of your vocabulary and needs to be articulated from your mouth. I know that's a whole other episode in itself. It actually might even be a course in itself at one point for me. But my friend, please, please, please take some time. Where do you maybe need to step back from overscheduling yourself, overcommitting yourself? What bold decisions could you make to reduce the stress in your life? And where can you be spending money to reduce or prevent stress? That is today's episode. That also concludes this month on stress management. I encourage you, if you haven't, to go through the episodes for this month. I also encourage you to take a mental note of them, keep them in your back pocket for times when you may feel stressed. Which reminds me, there's one thing I wanted to say here too. I can talk about stress reduction, I can talk about stress prevention, and it sounds so great, right? I don't want you to think I live in a bubble. I mean, the timing of this is quite interesting. In the last couple weeks, there's been a situation on my husband's side of the family where someone has been making some decisions that on the surface don't affect us, but mentally and emotionally, which of course also means physically, it has been affecting us, even though we're arm's length from the situation. And my husband and I have had lots of conversations about it, and there's a lot of things we don't know about it, and that's what kind of puzzles us and all sorts of things. Stress happens, and stress happens from all different angles, all different spheres of our life and our world. I really think it's two sides of the coin. One is stress management, where we build up our intervention skills. And then I think there's the self-care side of the coin, where we build up our prevention skills. And that's where I say this episode's a bit of a crossover episode to get us from the stress management month to the self-care management month. If you're looking for some help in making these changes in your life, feel free to check out my mini course, The Change Framework, by going to affirmationpod.com/change. That's affirmationpod.com/change. You can use promo code STRESS to get you $30 off. So promo code STRESS will save you $30. I'm excited to start the self-care episodes starting next episode, and I hope you'll join me. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for self-care and reflection. Thank you so much for clicking play and tuning in today. Bye for now. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.